Very clearly, I will tell you that I fully oppose the behavior of the British and the Americans.
Oh, yes, I know that you do.
They are providing state-of-the-art military hardware to the Zionists, and they are throwing their full support behind Israel. So we are asking why the American government is blindly supporting this murderous regime.
Who supports Hezbollah? Who has given Hezbollah Iranian-made missiles and rockets that are making all kinds? May I ask my question, please, sir?
Are you the representative of the Zionist regime or a journalist?
I am a journalist. I am a journalist.
This is not journalism, sir. Hezbollah is a popular organization in Lebanon, and they are defending their land.
Oh, really?
They are defending their own houses. And according to the Charter of the United Nations, every person has the right to defend his house.
Last December, you said this: the Europeans created a myth, the Holocaust.
What I did say was that if this is a reality, if this is real, where did it take place?
In Europe. What you're suggesting, what you're suggesting then, that Israel should be over in Germany, because that's where the Holocaust took place?
I'm not saying that, mind you. Why, on the pretext of the Holocaust, they have occupied Palestine? Millions of people have been made refugees. Thousands of people to date have been killed, sir. Thousands of people have been put in prison. Well, at the very moment, a great war is raging because of that.
President Bush has said, vowed, he will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Do you believe him?
Basically, we are not looking for working for the bomb. The problem that President Bush has, that in his mind he wants to solve everything with bombs. The time of the bomb is in the past. It's behind us. Today is the era of thoughts, dialogue, and cultural exchanges. But if Mr. Bush thinks that he can stop our progress, I have to say that he will be unable to do that.
What do you mean?
We want to have access to nuclear technology. We want to produce fuel. Do you not think that the most important issue of the world of tomorrow, that is, will be energy?
Mm-hmm.
We think that Mr. Bush's team and the parties that support him want to monopolize energy resources in the world.
What do you think of George Bush as a man and as commander-in-chief?
Please give him this message, sir. Those who refuse to accept an invitation to good will not have a good ending or fate.
What does that mean?
Well, you see that his approval rating is dropping every day. Hatred vis-a-vis the president is increasing every day around the world.
Do you want to have relations now, after 26, 27 years, with the United States? What harm could come from that?
We are not talking about harm. Well, please look at the makeup of the American administration, the behavior of the American administration. See how they talk down to my nation? They want to build an empire.
And
they don't want to live side by side in peace with other nations.
Who? Washington does not?
The American government, sir. It is very clear to me. They have to change their behavior and everything will be resolved.
You have a special unit of martyr seekers in your Revolutionary Guard. They claim they have 52,000 trained suicide bombers ready to attack American and British targets if America should attack Iran.
شما انتظار دارید آمریکا ما رو تهدید کنه ما دستامونو
ببندیم؟ Are you expecting the Americans to threaten us and we sit idly by and watch them with our hands tied?
And have Americans threatened you?
ما امیدواریم آمریکا دست از تهدید ملت‌ها بردارد.
I do hope that the Americans will give up this practice of threatening other nations so that you are not forced to ask me such questions.
ان شاء الله موفق باشید.
I wish you well and further success.
Thank you, sir.
قربان خیلی تشکر می‌کنم.